As an art and music teacher in Southern Indiana, Melinda Rolig inspired her students through building relationships and investing in students as individuals. Her younger sister, Alexandra, never got to see her teach, but through talking to many of her students these last few weeks, she feels she has a good sense of why she was successful in the classroom.
The impact that she had on their lives, the way she poured her heart into every child that she cared about, and just changing their lives in general.
The stories from her students are memories for her family to hold close. Melinda Rolig was just 37 years old when she died from COVID-19 on November 15. Alexandra is 11 years younger and works for the Medical School of South Carolina, setting up COVID-19 testing sites. She talked to Melinda the day her sister began having symptoms and told her what to look for to trigger a trip to the hospital.
And I told her I loved her, and then that was the last phone call I ever had with my sister.
Melinda lived in Clarksville with her mother, a traveling nurse who was on the road treating COVID patients the week her daughter got sick. When she returned home, she found Melinda struggling to breathe and called 911. Her blood oxygen level had dropped to 60, her temperature was 102, and her heart rate was 140. She died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Alexandra recalls how her sister inspired her to get into music. She lived in South Carolina with their father, and she would visit Indiana to watch Melinda play trombone in the Jeffersonville High School marching band. She decided to march in her own high school band and played trumpet and French horn. Melinda taught music in public school before her job was eliminated. She was hired at Rock Creek Community Academy near Sellersburg to teach art. Her talent in art made for special Christmas gifts.
She always made her gifts from the heart.
Like the Christmas ornament she hand-painted for Alexandra in 2016 that incorporated her favorite colors and detailed swirls and designs. Purple, teal, a little bit of pink, yellow as accents, and glitter, which she knew Alexandra loved.
Looking at it, it brings me a lot of joy and smiles just by like knowing that she's still there with me on Christmas.
Melinda also loved dogs. She helped her mother raise Shar Pei puppies.
She loved her dogs. And actually, we didn't know one of her dogs was pregnant. And I think 2 days after my sister passed away, she had a whole litter of puppies, her dog did. So her mom named one of them after my sister.
That's Mel's Melody, nicknamed M&M. Alexandra shares her sister's love for dogs and of Harry Potter. The two talked about designing a Harry Potter-themed Christmas tree for this year. After Melinda died, Alexandra did it.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make a Harry Potter tree. So for like the first 2 weeks after my sister passed away, all I did was search everywhere for Harry Potter ornaments. And now I have a complete little Harry Potter Christmas tree that I dedicated for my sister.
As a person who sets up COVID-19 testing clinics for a living, Alexandra knows the virus can strike anyone, anywhere, anytime. Her sister had no pre-existing conditions, despite what one media report suggested. Her cause of death was COVID-caused cardiomyopathy. She did not have it before contracting the virus. Alexandra's message to others?
I hope more people just take it seriously, you know, and realize it doesn't matter if you have it. Pre-existing conditions or not, it could still take you out.
A memorial for Melinda Rolig is expected to be held at a later date. For WFIU News, I'm Bob Salzberg.